Well, good morning. You know, as I record this, the indices in the futures market this Thursday morning are all in positive territory. But look, at 8:30 this morning, there's going to be some more bad news coming out. The job numbers that will be coming out this morning, of course, there are estimates for about 5.5 million. I think it's going to be closer to just over 7 million, but we'll see. In any event, we're probably looking at about a 13%, 14% real unemployment rate. And that's a pretty scary situation, that is for certain. But by the grace of God, it is temporary. Okay, so factored in or not, it's got a way in the minds and hearts of so many people that haven't lost their jobs yet, that feel it's coming, or have lost their job, or have friends or relatives, maybe their company, who is shut down. And have seen a lot of people lose their job. It's got to be a very scary situation that continues. It weighs on consumer sentiment. It's going to weigh on business sentiment. It's going to weigh on your sentiment about how you feel about the money you have invested and in the market. I don't want to forget about the OPEC meeting too today. That is supposed to be an OPEC meeting between Saudi Arabia and Russia primarily to try to finish off some negotiations in reference to oil cuts. They're talking about 1.6 million barrels a day cut. Let's just hope that happens. Not that 1.6 million barrels is going to mean a whole lot to oil prices, but it will probably see prices go up, and it will mean that at least they're thinking and moving in a more positive direction. So that'll be good news. Listen, all I want us to do is just remain peaceful, remain still, remain quiet. Not because I say this shall pass. I don't want that to sound like a saying or a verse from God's word, but I say it to reassure you that it is definitely going to pass, that there's not a remote possibility that it's not going to pass. As long as we have this administration here, as long as we can count on this administration's ability to rebuild an economy, and remember, he did it in 2018 and 19, and he will do it again. We know, if we don't know anything else, we know his desire and the capabilities to get that done. So we can rest in that. We can be assured of that. We can't be assured of how the election's going to go, but that too is in God's hand, and it's in his people's hand with our willingness to fight for America. It's going to be an interesting week next week, and we'll see how things go. But you know what? I'm pretty optimistic this week. There have been some really good things happening when I was expecting nothing but bad news from an economic perspective, that is. So let's keep that in mind. Things are getting slightly brighter, or maybe it's just that we're a little tiny bit closer to the end of the tunnel that's far, far away, but we can still see the light there. So let's keep praying for our nation. Pray for its leadership. Stay still, relax. If you want to get in, maybe we have a down day today. That is up to you. Make sure you read the changes I made in the commentary section. If you want to start putting money to work, you can do it. There's some amazing buys out there right now. Today, 2 o'clock, I get tested for coronavirus. I'm sure it's just a precaution, I think, more than anything, from my pulmonologist. Listen to this. 8 days till I get the results. Man, Yvonne and I were like, 8 days? A lot can happen in 8 days with this virus. I am extremely confident that I'll be okay. I know a lot of people are praying, and we'll move forward. I want to leave you with this. Tonight is a night that I hope that we will reflect on what is about to happen tomorrow. That we will reflect tonight, maybe read the account of the Last Supper. And as I was thinking about that this morning, I'm reminded from Luke chapter 22, verse 20. It says, likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed, listen, which is shed for you. You know, the wine at the Last Supper depicts the giving of life. Let me remind you that there have been cults, there have been religions, there have been denominations, there have been false prophets, false teachers that have answers, systems, and ways for people to get to heaven. And they have built huge followings on just that, as if they hold some keys to heaven. But listen, the wine at the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, depicts the giving of life. It's a sacrifice that is about to happen, a representative of the sacrifice that is about to happen the next day, which is the inauguration of the new covenant that Jesus is talking about. Listen, the new covenant for those who respond to Jesus's offer of salvation. See, no one holds the keys to heaven except you. You have to respond to Jesus's offer of eternal life and of salvation. That's what Jesus meant when he talked about the new covenant of my blood. Folks, it is so encouraging. How can we be concerned? How can we be worried? How can we have fear? We can't buy our salvation. We can't enter into a system that might lead to salvation. Tonight, we think about the Last Supper and Jesus telling us that it was nothing more than the blood that he was about to shed, and that our response to his offer is the key to our salvation. Pretty amazing. Jesus died on the cross in our place for our sins. That's what I'm going to leave you with, and it doesn't get any better than that. I hope you have a great day and a great morning. I hope you have a chance to reflect on those verses of the Garden of Gethsemane, of the Last Supper, and what took place. And I'm so grateful that I know him. I know you are too. If you don't know him, you know what? Go to our website, Financial Issues, under Resources. Do you want to know God? If you've never done it, do it. Follow it through. There's never been a better time, a more important time to reminisce about this. Reminisce about what happened tonight and what will happen tomorrow so that we can celebrate the resurrection, a risen Lord on Sunday. God bless. See you in a few hours.